I'm going to talk about something you could be fined for that you might have not known, but also after 7:30 this morning, I've got some more things. So I'll just touch on something now.
And it's good because a lot of people do travel over Easter, and if you get a fine that you're dirty about, but you're going to give them a heads up. So, you know, they could be saving them money as well as giving good weather reports.
So after 7:30 this morning, tooting your horn to say goodbye, that is worth a lot of money if you're busted for it.
Yeah, I do it a lot. I do it a lot. I'll say it again.
Go on.
I do it a lot. Especially when I go and visit the grandson because he sits out the front and waves you goodbye. So I over at the beam when I visit him, I toot.
If Johnny Law's just on the corner there, you are gonski, girl.
I don't want to give the money to the police.
Oh, it's a lot as well.
Yeah, okay.
It's about a weekly wage.
What? For me, $300. Whoa.
You can be. This is a discretionary one. You can be actually fined if your car's too messy.
Speaking of messy cars, I've did a genius little thing here. On the weekend, I've looked at my car and gone, oh, it's disgusting. I need to wash it, like the outside of it, right?
Then I thought,
it's not too bad. Shut your face. And I thought, hang on. Today, my car is going into BMG for a service.
Oh.
And you've told me when you book it in, they say, would you like the complimentary wash?
Well, I'm assuming everyone gets off
for that. Oh, do you think that's... Oh.
Well, my car was new. Is it the same? Do you get the complimentary wash if you buy a second-hand car from Bundaberg Motor? This sounds like now we've just turned into a sales bit for our show sponsor, BMG, which was in the intention.
If you know from...
Have you had a service before?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Did you get offered the car wash?
I don't think I did now.
Maybe it's only for the newer ones. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Oh, it's not a genius thing because I thought I won't wash it.
Car loophole.
Yeah. So now if I get it back today and it's still, because it's got a bit of bird poo, like it's pretty bad.
Oh, and you've built up the filth.
If you're listening, anyone from Bundaberg Motor Group, you're our show sponsor. Like, come on, give me a bit, like clean my car for me.
No, I thought.
Yeah, no,
I
clean
thought,
my car, guys. No,
you are using
my
your
power.
Position
yep.
for things.
I don't
that
use
we,
it for anything
no,
else.
I don't like to
I'm
do stuff
it.
Like this.
Yep.
I thought you were just asking.
Give it a polish as well, please.
I thought you were just asking anyone from BMG whether or not they do the same for the used cars that get a service than the new ones.
Yep.
Nah, BMG, hold your line. If you only do it for new ones,
blacken the tyres for me as well.
Don't make an exception for bugger lugs over there because I tell you what.
No, I don't want to wash it.
It opens Pandora's box, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone will want one then. And they'll go, Trace got one. Why don't I get one?
Why can't I wash you so
That's
special?
That's not fair.